Yirmiyahu Perek Beis Pasuk Chafei Le'ulei Nishmas Betzalel Tzvi Ben Moshe Yitzchak. We continue the second of the Shlosha Depiranusa, the three punishment haftaros of the 3 weeks, coming rapidly to an end, but we're looking for kind of an upbeat, more happy ending to the haftorah, to not end on a sad and depressing and grim note. Unfortunately, there are none of those to be found in these early prakim. So at the end of a few psukim here, we skip in the haftorah to Perek Gimel to find a pasuk that is not exactly peppy, but at least is not so bad. Very difficult words that Yirmiyah is giving us. Min I raglech miyachef, says Yirmiyah to Klal Yisrael, as they approach the Churban rapidly and as it's looming over us, withhold your foot from going barefoot, from going uncovered. Ugronech mitzima, and remove your throat from thirst. So what does this mean? So Rashi says, very explicitly, min I atzmech me'akum, hold yourself back from doing avodah zarah, from following avodos kochavim, shel telchi yichof begola, because then you are going to be forced barefoot as a captive into golos. Think about the terribly heart-wrenching images of the captives taken by Hamas and the torture that they have undergone at the hands of their captors. That's what it's going to be like during the Churban, of course. Umin igronech milamus betzama, and you're going to die of thirst if you go into Golos in this terrible way. So stop your throat from running into that. Don't do it. The Nevi'im have been warning us for ages. Don't do it. Other Mefarshim say that this involves telling Klal Yisrael not to try to make alliances with nations that are far away. So you're going to have to travel far, and eventually your shoes will wear out. You'll go barefoot. You'll be thirsty on the long journey. It's not going to avail you anyway. They're not going to help you. And a wonderful pshat by somebody called the Taima Dekra suggests that this is a call for tshuva so we don't have to suffer through Tisha B'Av. When our feet are bare and we can't wear regular shoes, and when our throats are terribly thirsty, which is going to be an eternal cycle of Tisha B'Avs after the Churban Beis HaMikdash. Vatomari Noash. But you said, I'm despairing, I'm hopeless. Lo, no, I'm not listening. Yohafti Zarim. I love strangers. Vacharehem Eleich, and after them I'm going to follow. The grass is always greener. There's always somebody better. The cheating, straying husband telling his wife, or in this case, we are the cheating wife telling our husband that we have no interest in being loyal to our marriage and to our bond. We're going to follow strangers. We're going to wander off in search of them. We're so entrenched in our sins that we feel like it's hopeless, says the Maharikra. We're giving up interest in serving Hashem. We enjoy worshiping idols, says the Metzudas David. We're having too good a time. We don't want to. I'm in love with strangers. Now, if you do an aver because you have a taiva, because you feel like there's going to be a temporary reward or a high or something like that, that's one thing. You know? And it's possible that if you are deprived of that benefit, says the Malbim, that maybe you'll give it up. So if somebody does an aver because he has no money and he steals a loaf of bread and you give him a good job, then he won't be stealing anymore. But if one sins out of love for the actual chet, then that is very hard to reverse. I'm following strangers. Chavav kivoshes ganov ki yimotze. Like the shame of a thief when he is found out, caught red-handed. Kein hovishu beis Yisrael. So has the house of Yisrael been ashamed. Hema malchehem sarehem. Them and their kings and their officers, their leaders, v'chohanehem, their priests even, unaviehem, their prophets. All of them. Yeshaya, remember, we talked about at great length about how he went after the leaders of the generation for not correcting their people when they went astray, but Yirmiyah is telling us that everybody was going astray. Everyone. We should have been ashamed of our sins. We should have been cleaving to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but instead we turn to idolatry, says the Radak. And the Kohanim are the Kohani HaBaal. Some of, you know, regular Kohanim turned to terrible things during the days of Yerubam when he converted people into worshipping Avodah Zarah. And the false Nevi'im, or the prophets of Baal, these are their terrible Kohanim and Nevi'im. So it could be, according to the Radak's pshat, that Yirmiyah is not saying that the leaders of Klal Yisrael also went astray, but that it's the people who are straying and sticking with their Averos and giving them power and giving them influence. Those are the people who he is directing his Musar to. Chav Zayin, very powerful. Omrim lo eitz avi ata. They say to the wood, you are my father. Vel evan at yilid etanu. And to the stone, you bore us, you gave birth to us. Ki fanu eli oref. Because they turned to me the back of their neck, the nape of their neck. Velo fanim, and not their face. They won't even face me. Uve esra asam yomru kuma vahushienu. And in the hour of the terrible consequence of what they've done, the time of their misfortune, they say, arise, save us. Chavkes v'ayei Elohech asher osis alach. Where are your gods now that you made for yourself? Yakumu im yoshiyucha be'isra asecha. Let them get up if they're going to save you at the time of your terrible consequences and misfortunes. Ki mispar orecha hayu Elohecha Yehuda. As many as your cities were your gods, O Yehuda. And that's where the Haftorah stops and then jumps to one pasuk in Perek Gimel, but very bleak, terrible take on where Klal Yisrael has gone. Rabbi Breuer says, we can almost hear their angry defiant, lo, their angry defiant, no. Notice that a few psukim ago it was spelled with a vav, which is an intensified form of the word no. And no wash, where it's hopeless, cutting off all further conversation. In the eyes of the young, in their blind arrogance, they insist on the gratification of their desires. The prophet is just a foolish old man, as far as they see. And so all that can possibly happen is for impending disaster to finally fall true. Because there is no hope for people who aren't listening. I had a situation once where I was doing a Kiruv thing, and I spoke to the man who headed it, a man in his 80s, tremendous, tremendous Rav. And I said to him, I'm having a lot of trouble with this young guy who kept on pointing to me. We were in Eretz Yisrael, and he was pointing at Jordan and saying how glorious Jordan and Palestine are. And I said to the Rav, he's here in a yeshiva program. There must be a way for me to reach him. And he said to me, I'll never forget. He said, when someone comes in with all the answers and is not asking questions, there's nothing you can do to try to reach them. And that was the situation, and this is what the Navi is describing here with Klal Yisrael. 3,500 years ago, the same attitude and the same closed-mindedness and the same closed ears.